This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell us kind of your path that you took, because it did not go the way you expected it, but it actually became an opportunity for you.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're highlighting this, because you know, I work with a lot of college students just because I sit on my university's board and I get to interact with college kids a lot. And through the work with Network Under 40, I meet so many young people. And I so relate to this challenge of you look at this big world in front of you and you look at all these people who seemingly have it all together, especially with social media now, and it can feel so daunting and overwhelming. And you know, one of the things I feel so much a champion for is nonlinear career paths, that you don't have to pick one thing. You certainly don't have to know what the total end is. It's great to have an intention, but then hold loosely to it and see where your path unfolds. But that, you know, I definitely was that person who struggled to identify what I wanted to do. And I think it's in large part because, one, I had a lot of different interests, none of which did I feel like I was the absolute best person at. And also because a lot of the things that I was good at, one, they came naturally to me, so I took them for granted. And two, they weren't the things that were celebrated in school environments. You know, I wasn't the best athlete. I wasn't the best student. You know, I got straight A's and I was captain of my stuff that I did, but I wasn't the best. And so I just thought, well, if I'm just like pretty good at a lot of stuff, how do I know what to chase after? And if it doesn't have a nice little bow wrapped around it, like I know I want to be a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, fill in the blank, if it didn't have a player piece on the game of life, basically, I didn't know what the options were. Hmm. And so I remember graduating from college and I studied religion and Italian, which, let's just start there, is really random. Most people were making jokes to me of, are you going to be the first female pope, which is extra strange because I'm Jewish. And so I'm looking around being like, well, gosh, I studied these things because I enjoyed them and I got to learn about people and what makes them tick and just study stuff that made me feel like I was growing, which I have always believed was most important. But when I then thought about, well, I'm about to go into this world and I need to make money, what does that look like by way of a career? So I started doing what I think most advice tells you, which is do the thing you're passionate about. And when I was 22, the only thing I knew I was passionate about was fashion. So cheesy, but it was true. Mm. So I ended up, fortunately, going through a string of connections, sort of not by total purpose, but basically I worked at a boutique in college. The owner became like my second mom. And she took me on a lot of her buying trips. And one of the companies that we would buy from on the wholesale side happened to remember me and reached out to her and said, hey, I know Dara's graduating soon. Does she have a job? And I was so fortunate that all these things came together.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.